Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, faith of God. It's a blessing to be here once again here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. We are a circle of friends, and we know a friend who's closer than a brother, and that is Jesus Christ himself, and we are just so grateful for this day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. We are grateful that the Lord has designed this day for us. We know that he is the one who put us here and allowed us to be able to come together once again. It's just a beautiful thing to be able to come together and praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. My God, how awesome is your name, O Lord, in all the earth. You are perfect, Lord. In all of our ways, we acknowledge you, Lord, and you direct our path. Thank you for directing our path this morning, O God. Thank you for being the one who is always there. You're the one, God, who we can depend on. You're everywhere, God. You see all things, God, and all power is in your hands, O Lord, and the world is rooted your command, O God. We give you the praise today, Lord, because you are worthy, God. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. You are from everlasting to everlasting. You are the Ancient of Days, Lord, and as big as you are, as wide as you are, you never change. You remain the same. Hallelujah, Jesus. Your word lets us know that Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah, Jesus. We are grateful today because your answers are yea and amen. And thank you, Lord, today because you have no respect to a person, what you have done for one. You can and will do it for another. So we thank you, Lord, today for doing the great and wonderful things for each and every one of your children, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We are the children of the Most High God. We are a part of the royal priesthood, a holy nation. We have been called out by God, oh God. So we thank you, Lord, today for that. Hallelujah. My God, we thank you for Jesus Christ and what he did in going up the hill, Golgotha. He bore all the stripes on his back so that we could be healed. So we thank you for healing this day, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we know that you said that healing is the children's bread, oh God. So we thank you for that healing, oh God, and deliverance, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We praise your name, God. We bless you today, oh God, that sickness and disease must flee in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, today for the blood that he shed on Calvary so that we could be free. So we thank you for freedom this morning, oh God. We're free to serve you, oh God, free to do your will, oh God. We are grateful, Lord, today because we know that all things are possible in you, Jesus. Yes, Jesus, you have called us friend, and you are a friend who's closer than a brother. You are the good shepherd, and as your sheep, we know your voice, and a stranger we will not follow. We will follow after holiness and righteousness today and each and every day, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the purification as we went through our fast on last week, oh God. And Lord, we continue to strive to do your will, oh God. We know that the enemy is out there. The devil himself, oh God, has come to kill, to steal, and to destroy, but we have the power and authority over him. So we resist that devil, and the devil flees, oh God, in the name of Jesus. My kashete la shika ma kukula la mastani ukulida da shada katula sheka. Yes, my God, we thank you today for the fact that Jesus is at the right hand of the throne of God, and he's interceding on our behalf. So we thank you for that today, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus, today that you sent the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost. And Holy Ghost, we say, have your way in this place. We realize it's not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, said the Lord. So spirit of the living God, continue to fall fresh upon each and every one of us. Spirit of the living God, lead us even in our prayers today. Lead us throughout this day and each and every day of our lives, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for that. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you that the anointing is destroying yokes and bondages right now, oh God. In the name of Jesus, my Father, my King, we are just so grateful, Lord, that you have forgiven us, Lord, and we know that we must die daily to sin, oh God. There's a war going on between our flesh and our spirit man, oh God. So we pray that our spirit man will continue to rise above the flesh, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we have the authority to tread on serpents, on scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt us, oh God. So we thank you, Lord, today for just helping our minds, oh God, to be clear, Lord, our minds to be fixed on you, oh God, that our minds are stayed on thee, oh God, in the name of Jesus, my God. Thank you, Lord, that you teach our hands to war and our fingers to fight, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We continue to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord as we saw you work for Jehoshaphat, oh God, and his army, oh God, that you fought for them, oh God. All the armies fought against themselves, oh God, the ones who were trying to come against him. So, Lord, even in our lives, oh God, we pray that you fight for us, oh God, that you have done the same for them and you do for us today, God, in the name of Jesus, my God, my God. We thank you, Lord, today that you have blessed, oh God, according to your word, oh God. We know that we can trust you, Lord. Your word will not go out and return to you void. It shall accomplish that which you please, oh God, because we know that your word is truth, oh God. Your word is powerful, God. Your word is quicker than a two-edged sword that cuts asunder even to the bone and marrow, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We continue to draw nigh to you, God, and you draw nigh to us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. Jesus, you are welcome to come in right now. Hallelujah, Jesus. We welcome you into our lives. Welcome you into our day. Welcome you to continue to have your way with us each and every day, God, as we even go out and for a witness to you and for you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, for those who do not know you and the pardon of their sins, oh God, we decree and declare that many souls are being saved even now, God. There are witnesses out there, oh God. We have powerful women and men of God who are out there, oh God, who are witnessing even now, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, today that souls are being saved for the kingdom, oh God. Souls are being saved, oh God, to make that decision, Lord, to prepare for eternity, oh God. We realize that eternity is a very long time, oh God. So we come against the hunter of souls this morning, oh God, that would make them fly, oh God, in the name of Jesus, my God. We thank you, Lord, today that people are being delivered, oh God, from the snare of the fowler, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We come against every witchcraft spirit, every witch, warlock, and wizard. We bind up your powers right now. You will no longer be able to hurt or harm the people of God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We know that your word says, suffer not a witch to live, oh God, so we decree and declare that they should die, in the name of Jesus, that their spirit of divination shall die, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that they will come and be a part of your kingdom, oh God, that they will renounce and denounce those evil things that they have done, oh God. Lord, we pray today for our families, oh God, our sisters and brothers, our nieces and nephews, our aunts and uncles, our children, our children's children, those who will come in the future, Lord, our grandmothers and grandfathers, oh God, our friends and neighbors, oh God. We pray, Lord, today for those who are serving Satan, oh God, those who are serving the devil, Lord, those who are serving gods that cannot do anything, that cannot say anything, oh God. We pray, God, today that they will come to the light, oh God, those who have denounced and renounced you, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We pray that they will return, oh God, that they will realize the error of their ways, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that those who think that you're just a fable, God, we pray, God, today for the trick of the devil to be removed from them today, God, in the name of Jesus. Miki Kosheta. Satan, you are a lying wonder, and we decree today that we have the power over you right now. In the name of Jesus, my God, my God. So many of our family members are trapped in their sin today, oh God, and people around the world are trapped in sin, oh God, and we know, God, today that you're being patient, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, and that you're giving them an opportunity, oh God. Those who are still in this earth realm, oh God, they have the opportunity to turn to you, God. So we pray for a turn today, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, even across this nation, oh God, all the way from our president down to those who are sleeping on the streets, oh God. We pray, God, today that people will begin to turn to their lives over to you, God, and repent and ask you to come into their hearts and ask you to forgive them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We realize, Lord, that your word says that there is your will that none should perish, but that all should come to repentance, oh God. But we know that each and every person has their own decision to make, God. So we pray, God, today for the decision for you today, God, in the name of Jesus, my God. Our teenagers, oh God, we pray for them today, oh God. Many of them are just out there lost, oh God, following the crowd, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, those who are getting drunk and getting high, God, we pray for them today, oh God, that they will no longer want to do that. Not only the teenagers, oh God, but others are strung out on drugs and alcohol all kinds of things, oh God, that they're doing, Lord, that are against your will, God. We praise God today for a reopening of their eyes today, God, to you, Father. Take the darkness from around their eyes, God, that they will see the light of Jesus Christ, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, take away the stony heart, God, and give them a heart of flesh today, oh God. There are multitudes in the valley of decision, oh God. So we pray today, oh God, that they will choose today to serve you, God. In the name of Jesus, my God, we just praise you, God, today for that salvation coming this morning, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, people need to be saved, oh God. Our neighbors need to be saved, oh God. Some of them are fighting and just having all kinds of evil things happening within their homes, oh God. In the name of Jesus, my God, hallelujah, Jesus. I'm going to pause this morning and ask everyone to come in and begin to pray for salvation. We're going to just pray for, call out the names of your families. You know need to be saved, friends who need to be saved. Let's begin to call out those names right now in the name of
Thank you, Father. Lord, Lord God, because that's a ministry to our children, oh Lord God. that you protect from hurt, from danger, Lord God. Change the seen and unseen in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, oh Lord God, for what you're doing, oh Lord God, and restoring marriages, oh Lord God, and blessing marriages, oh Lord God. Protecting us, oh Lord God, from the heat stroke, oh Kosita Zakaya, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. And that draining of the energy, Lord God, that you will renew our strength like the eagle, oh Lord God, because our mind is stayed on you this day, God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, we ask that you bless Sister Peggy, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, and all of those, oh Lord God, that are in institutions, oh Lord God, and rehabilitation centers today, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you would bless and strengthen, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, we pray for the governance system, oh Lord God, of this United States of America, Lord God, and all institutions, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, all up on Capitol Hill, Lord God, House of Representatives, oh Lord God, that you would move by your spirit and by your power, Lord God. Lord God, we rebuke that spirit of witchcraft, oh Lord God, and control, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, we rebuke the power, Lord God, of social media, Lord God, that traumatize people, oh Lord God, and that spirit of the cell phone addiction, oh Lord God, that we carry it because we need it, oh Lord God. But then, oh Lord God, every time you turn it on, it's a distraction, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, that you would monitor the system, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and protect our children, oh Lord God. Lord God, we pray against cyberbullying, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, in the schools, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, we come before you, oh Lord God, to make our voice heard on high, oh Lord God, that you would move by your spirit and by your power, oh Lord God, that you would bless marriages, oh Lord God, that you would bless mothers that are carrying babies in their belly, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that you would stretch forth your hand of deliverance, oh Lord God. Lord God, that you would bless our transportations, oh Lord God, that we don't have breakdowns, oh Lord God. Lord God, even for the opportunity, oh Lord God, to drive the school bus, oh Lord God, as a ministry, oh Lord God, we ask that you would bless God in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that you would break the spirit of addiction, oh Lord God, alcohol, crack cocaine, fentanyl, oh Lord God, whatever the addiction is, controlled substance, oh Lord God, and non-controlled substance, oh Lord God, the spirit of alcohol, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, break the power of heroin, oh Lord God. Lord God, that you would break the power of transcendental meditation, oh Lord God. People that are strung out on drugs, oh Lord God. Lord God, that you would remove the scales of the eyes, oh Lord God, that they may see the glorious work that you have done in this earth, oh Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for sending your son, Jesus Christ, oh Lord God, to die for the remission of our sins, oh Lord God. Because you love us, oh Lord God, we stand in the gap this morning, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God, we thank you, oh Lord God, for the container, Lord God, making its way over to Africa, Lord God, that was sent by our Unquenchable Fire Ministry there, oh Lord God, to minister on to the people there, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We pray that you bless and protect, oh Lord God. Lord God, we pray for Pastor Darling and the family, Lord God, the whole Kennedy family, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, we pray, Lord God, for finances, oh Lord God. It seems like everybody's going through financial difficulties right now in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. And it looks like there's chaos, which it is, oh Lord God, over the place, oh Lord God. But we're glad, oh Lord God, that you're in control of all things, oh Lord God. We're so glad, oh Lord God, that you're there for us, oh Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, there's no one that could counsel you, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Because you run this world by your own counsel, oh Lord God. So we thank you, Lord God, for the activity of our limbs this morning, oh Lord God. Blood running warm through our veins, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. With our minds stayed on you, oh Lord God. To you be glory, honor, dominion, and power, both now and forever. In the name of Jesus, God, bless the supporters of the ministry here, oh Lord God, and the broadcast, oh Lord God. Lord God, continue to strengthen us as we go forth in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. So we thank you, we praise you, oh Lord God. Thank you for this opportunity, oh Lord God, to be here, Lord God, in this hour of power of prayer, Lord God. We thank you for the years, oh Lord God, that you have support, that you are supporting and undergird us, oh Lord God, and that you strengthen, oh Lord God, with signs, wonders, and miracles, oh Lord God, and the one that called us. So we thank you, Lord God. Thank you for my wife, oh Lord God, for going close to 41 years now, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for keeping, oh Lord God, our mind in perfect peace, oh Lord God, because we stayed on you, Lord. So we give you the honor, the glory, and the praise, oh Lord God. We thank you very much for what you're doing at this time in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, we are done apprehending all things, oh Lord God, But what I will do and try to do, forgetting those things which are behind, O Lord God, forgiving people along the way, O Lord God, and press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus, O Lord God. We ask, O Lord God, that you continue to bless us, O Lord God, and strengthen us, O Lord God, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen again.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Glory to your name, Jesus. Oh, God, we continue to give you glory and praise your name, Lord God. God, we're so grateful for this morning, this new day, Lord God, this brand new day. Lord God, we are so grateful, Lord God, to be in a month of new beginnings, oh, Lord God. God, most of all, Lord, we are thankful and grateful, Lord God, that when we woke up this morning, Lord God, with prayer and praise and deliverance on our hearts and our mind, woke up this morning, Lord God, with you on our minds and in our hearts, oh, Lord God, giving you glory and thanking you, Jesus, oh, God, for keeping us last night while we slumbered and slept, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, and give you glory, Lord Jesus. And, Lord God, we woke up, Lord God, with as intercessors, oh, Lord God, just as Jesus sits at the right hand continually interceding for us, oh, God. We woke up this morning the same as he having his spirit, having his heart to intercede, oh, Lord God, to call out those things, oh, Lord God, that's concerning us, that's bothering us, that needs the prayer, that needs healing, that needs deliverance, that needs salvation to come in, oh, God. So, God, we are grateful this morning, Lord God, for your goodness, God, for who you are, Lord God, in our lives, how you made us, oh, Lord Jesus, in our lives, God, how you called us, oh, Lord God, how you set us aside, Lord God, as individuals, oh Lord God, to follow the calling of God in our lives as we accepted you, Lord Jesus, as our Lord Jesus Christ and our Savior, Lord God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, this morning for paying a good price for us, oh Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that you paid a price, oh Lord God, for my sins, oh Lord God. For the believers, oh Lord God, sins everywhere, Lord God, that we can walk now upright, Lord God, in Jesus' name. We can walk in the faith. We can walk in knowing, Lord God, that you, Lord God, will meet the needs, oh Lord God, when we're called on for prayers, oh Lord God. Lord God, that you meet every need, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. You don't just necessarily meet the wants, oh, Lord God, but you meet the need that we have because, Father God, you knew the need, Lord God, that we have before you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we just joyful, Lord God, this morning, Lord God, that we can call, Lord God, on you, Lord God, to intercede on behalf of those that are weak, Lord God. Those that are sick in their bodies, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, we can stand firm on praying and on your word and prayer and faith for those, oh Lord God. We can get up this morning, Lord God, with you on our mind, Lord God, to pray for protection and covering, Lord God, to plead the blood of Jesus, oh Lord God, over our land, Lord God, over our communities, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, those places that we're going to go in and out, Lord God, today. Lord God, we don't know all the circumstances for today, but you know, Lord God, you know, Lord God, you woke us up this morning, Lord God, with prayer and praise on our heart, Lord God, saying this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Lord God, we just thank you for that word, Lord God, that you gave us, Lord God, that we can push forth, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, when storms and the elements get wild and crazy, Lord God, that, Lord God, we can look up and know, Lord God, we can call on you, we can pray, Lord God, know, Lord God, that we have submitted early, bright in morning, Lord God, bright this morning, Lord God. We submitted, Lord God, our prayers, oh Lord God, our covering, Lord God, our protection, Lord God. So, God, we thank you, Lord God, for this day, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for each heart, Lord God, each mind, Lord God, that's on this prayer line right now. We thank you, Lord God, for the power of agreement, Lord God. You said, Lord God, in your word, where two or three are gathered in your name, Lord Jesus, you are in the midst of it, Father God. So, God, this morning we give you glory, Lord God, as we go about our ways, oh, Lord God, in and out through the marketplaces, oh, Lord God, the highways, oh, God, byways, airways, oh, Lord God, those are that are in even cruises, waterways. Father God, we just pray, Lord God, that you're coming. We plead the blood of Jesus, oh God, over those that we know that are traveling, Lord God, those that are connected to us, oh God. We plead the blood of Jesus. We ask for your covering and protection, Lord God, at the school doors open, Lord God, as the employees, oh Lord God, are traveling to and for their works, oh God. Keep them safe, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for the children to have a willingness to learn, Lord God, an obedient heart, Father God, behavior. We pray that for good behavior in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that they can sit still and make a, and see that they're being cared for and loved, Lord God. And, Lord God, have a willingness to learn, Lord God, and their hearts are open, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we pray for a transformation, Lord God, of your goodness, your glory, in the, even in the school system, oh, Lord God. Work it out, Lord God, where there's not enough teachers or not enough administrators, where there's been big changes, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. We pray, God, right now in Jesus' name, Lord God, that you'll bring forth peace, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, that your goodness and your righteousness will avail, Lord God, in those school systems, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, everywhere, not just here, not just the one across the street or next door, Lord God, but everywhere, Lord God, we are covering and pleading the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, oh, God, you see a bigger picture than we do, Lord God. So we pray, Lord God, we cover with the blood of Jesus. We come against any evil intent that will come near the school or that, that are even in some of the kids' mind, Lord God. God, we just pray, Lord God, we bind those spirits up right now in the name of Jesus. We call them and put them at halt right now in the name of Jesus, that they will not prevail in Jesus' name. They will not prevail in Jesus' name. School system is open and meant for learning, Lord God, and teaching, oh, Lord God, in Jesus' name. So, God, we just thank you, Lord God, for the blood of Jesus that covers, oh, God, covers our nephews, our nieces, even our children, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that your peace will avail, Lord God, in Jesus' name, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Now, God, as we go throughout this day, Father God, bless us. Let blessings just abound throughout us, oh God, in Jesus. And we know, Lord God, that you will, Lord God, because you did the first half of waking us up this morning, Lord God. And those that are weak in their bodies, oh God, we pray for healing right now in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Talk, cause every ligament, Lord God, to work and function as it ought to, though pain, Lord God, in the joints, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that we intake the right food, the right juices, oh Lord God, the right thing that is good for the body, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, good to heal the body, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We just thank you, God, this morning for your grace abounding, Lord God, in us and through us and out of us, oh God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. We give you glory this morning, Lord God, as we step forth for our Father God in faith, Lord God, believing you, Lord God, to cover us, oh God, in Jesus' name. Keep us at peace, oh Lord God, in Jesus' name. Lord God, let your kindness and your love flow through us, Lord God, in Jesus' name, Lord God, so we can be that sweet smell and fragrance, oh Lord God, whom you have designed, Lord God, in us as we believe in you, know you, Lord God, as the peace and of God lives in us, oh God, in Jesus' name. So God, we thank you this morning. We give you glory. We praise your name. It is in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you for the prayers this morning, not only these two individuals praying, but even the prayers for salvation earlier in the hour. We're just grateful that we are able to do this, and we believe that God is making some changes in the earth realm as we pray, because we're praying his word and we believe his word. So this morning, just wanted to share a little bit concerning the scripture of the week, which is in the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 20. Verse number 17. I'm going to read starting at 17, then I'm going to read a little bit more. And the background on the scripture is Jehoshaphat was being attacked by three different armies. And, I mean, that's a hard thing for anybody to face. It's three different armies. If one is enough, if it's strong. But we know that when Jehoshaphat went and prayed before the Lord, you know, many times we have to do the same thing. We have to pray and ask God for his help, for his assistance. So starting at verse number 17, the word of God says, you need not fight in this battle. I'm reading from the Amplified Version. You need not fight in this battle. Take your positions, stand and witness the salvation of the Lord who is with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Do not fear or be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord is with you. That right there is very key to me. It says, for the Lord is with you. And so verse 18 says, Jehoshaphat bowed with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell down before the Lord, worshiping him. The Levites from the sons of the Kohathites and the sons of the Korahites stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with a very loud voice. And so this reminds me of how when I get up in the morning, I'm praising the Lord. I'm thanking God. You know, things may be going awry sometimes, but I'm thanking and praising the Lord. And so I'm looking at the example of Jehoshaphat when he was facing these three armies. He bowed his face to the ground, and he prayed and praised the Lord. The people of God began to praise the Lord. So verse number 20 says, so they got up early in the morning and went out into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe and trust in the Lord your God, and you will be established, secure, believe and trust in his prophets and succeed. Verse 21 says, when he had consulted with the people, he appointed those who sang to the Lord and those who praised him in their holy priestly attire as they went out before the army and said, praise and give thanks to the Lord, for his mercy and loving kindness endure forever. Verse 22, when they began singing and praising the Lord, when they began singing and praising, the Lord set ambushes against the sons of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, who had come against Judah, so they were struck down in defeat. Now, I just want us to be reminded of what this word says. They praised and gave thanks to the Lord for his mercy. They began singing and praising the Lord. And when they began to sing and praise to the Lord set ambushes against these enemies of Jehoshaphat and the children of Verse 23 says, for the sons of Ammon and Moab, suspecting betrayal, rose up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, completely destroying them. And when they had finished with the inhabitants of Seir, they helped to destroy one another. These armies destroyed each other instead of fighting the people they had come to fight against. So the Lord will fix it sometimes where your enemy will begin to fight each other. There are times you may be at your job and you got people plotting against you. If you just praise the Lord and thank God and don't worry about those people, sometimes the Lord will let them fight each other. They will get to a point where they're not even focusing on you anymore. Just trust God. Even in your, just in the spirit realm, the demons that are trying to come against you, you just pray and thank God for his blessings upon your life, for him intervening on your behalf, for him just doing the work. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Stand still and see him fight for you. Verse 24 says, when the men of Judah came to the lookout tower of the wilderness, they looked toward the multitude, and behold, they were dead bodies lying on the ground, and no one had escaped, not one person escaped. When Jehoshaphat and his people came to take their spoil, they found much among them, including equipment, garments and valuable things which they took for themselves, more than they could carry away, so much that they spent 3 days gathering the spoil. Now, who wouldn't want to serve a God like that? Who wouldn't want to serve God who can do these magnificent things for you? He can fight the battles that you have right now. He can fight my battle, your battle, everybody's battle. He can do that. We have to trust him and praise him and thank him and be rejoiceful before him, because he's the one who is doing that work in our lives. So this is just a little bit short piece that I'm saying this morning, but it's very powerful in knowing that we can trust the Lord no matter what is going on in our lives. We can trust him to do that work. And that's why I wanted to present this particular verse this week, because there's some things that are going on. I keep hearing things and even things in my life that the enemy is trying to do, but thank the Lord, hallelujah, through these things, he's right there. He's right there. He's causing the enemies to fight each other in this particular passage, and he will work the things out in your favor. He will work things out for you. So, Lord, this morning, we thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord, that you're the mighty God. You're the perfect God, and you're doing great things, oh God. Lord, we know that as you worked those things out for Jehoshaphat and his army, those three armies that came against him, Lord, we know that you can fight the battles that we have today. So we pray, God, today that you're fighting our battles, and we will stand still and see your salvation. We will see your work in our lives. Lord, help us to have more faith in you, oh God. Help us to just give it all to you, oh God. We will cast our cares upon you, because we know that you care for us, and your thoughts towards us is to an expected end for good and not evil. So we appreciate that, God, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen and amen. So right now we're just going to take a little bit of time to get some prayer requests. I know that Pastor Scholastica, we wanted for her. She is leaving to go to visit her country. And so we just pray that when she gets there, that the Lord will give her favor for what she's going there to do, and that things will work out so wonderfully that the enemy will be upset. And he will have to just take his hands off of everything that is happening. So we just want to say a special prayer for our Pastor Scholastica, that she'll get there safely and return safely, and everything will just be perfectly done for her when she gets over there. So anybody else with a prayer request, you may give it at this time. And we also want to pray for Mr. Fox, who has spoke. We're going to pray for him that he'll be healed. Amen.
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 Amen. Good morning.
Amen.
This is Sister Gladys, and I just want my family, my brothers and sisters in Christ. I said it before, this work done on my back, but it's a spinal cord simulator. I just found out from the doctor yesterday, and a spinal cord implant. And as I was, got up this morning, you know, that was brought on my mind, you know, I need to ask God, should I do these things before they actually do it and get his directions on that. And so I'm just asking everybody to come into agreement with me that God, you know, revealed to me, should I take this? Do this surgery where they have to go in my back and put leads in there, and that will stop a lot of things that I need to do to really enjoy life like I should. And so just pray for me with that, for direction on what to do before the 21st of this month. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Good morning, Mrs.
Good morning. Go ahead,
good morning, this is Chris. I'm just asking for prayer over my business. You know, the economy is kind of slow right now, but I know God will always provide. So I'm just praying for just encouragement and just that I keep the faith and just that God provide for my business. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning, this is Al Marie. I have prayer requests we prayed for Mary Kendall yesterday, who was in hospice. So she passed at around 8 yesterday morning. So let's pray for comfort and strength and peace for her family. She moved on to be from earth. She crossed the finish line. Thank you.
Amen.
Good morning, Sister Lucinda here, calling in to request a prayer for my friend Howard in hospice, as well as traveling coming up and commitments to make decisions that the Lord would have me to make in a collaboration and cooperation fund to be with folks that are all collaborating together. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Good morning.
Praise God.
Yes, I have a quick request and prayer for a good friend, Loretta Jones, for healing in her body, and for Joyce, for healing in their bodies, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
For Robo Washington, Lord will heal his eyes. And Stevens, that the Lord will heal her eyes. In Jesus' name, amen.
Okay. What was the first guy? Person name?
Robel.
Robel. Okay. Mm. Okay. All right. Anybody else? One more? Need to your request? Okay, well, we're going to go ahead and pray. If you didn't say what you need to say, we're going to just pray it in the prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, Lord,
yes,
thank you this morning for the healer. And we need to
hear our prayer requests. That was all about our God. And Lord, those that may be being called out.
By your power,
while of praise the Father. Oh, yes, 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 yes,
yes,
yes, Father. So Father, we pray,
so we give you
the request that was called out, and those that are being called out, as we pray,
we could never
wait.
Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you. Hallelujah.
You have yes, given God. Her power to get wealth, oh God, and you put her in a wealthy place, God. In the name
Lord,
of Jesus, Lord, we thank you.
What God has for me.
For the family, Father. For family comfort,
oh,
God, from the burial, God.
What God has for me.
We praise you, God.
It is
me. Lord, magnify you, God. As we're leaving this morning, that all these prayers are covered and sealed by the blood of Jesus. I decree for each and every sister and brother in Christ, and that's everywhere, that all the evil and wicked words that have been spoken against us, we reject them, and they shall not come to pass. We send them back to the sender in the name of Jesus. I decree today that we will continue to see the angels being dispatched around about us, that they will bear us up even if we should dash our foot against a stone in the name of Jesus. I decree today that the word of God is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. I decree that we will continue to walk by faith and not by sight. I thank the Lord today for each and every one who has sown into the ministry and or my life. You have sown into good ground. And I decree and declare that the Lord continues to enlarge your territory, bless you indeed, keep evil away, that it will not cause pain or suffering in the name of Jesus. And I decree that he answers each and every one of our requests. I decree today that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart is acceptable in the sight of the Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. I decree that today that the Lord God Almighty is poured out on us good things, that he is taking us from faith to faith and glory to glory. I decree that when our ways please the Lord, he will make our enemies to be at peace with us in Jesus' name. I decree today that the Lord has given strength to the weary in Jesus' name. I decree today that we cast our cares upon him. I decree that he has given us power to get wealth, and our businesses are flourishing more than we could ask or think in Jesus' name. And once again, I make a declaration that no weapon formed against us shall prosper in Jesus' name. And I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper, and we live in continuous abundance in the kingdom of God in Jesus' name. So we will continue to resist that devil, and he flees from us by the power and the authority of Jesus Christ. And I decree that our bodies are healed by the stripes of Jesus. So just remember this on this Tuesday, the 8th day of August. So we got 8-8-2023, that the Lord God Almighty has given me a spirit of love. And so I love each and every one of you. And I thank you for loving me back. Thank you for loving yourself, your family, your friends, and your foes. We're loving people into the kingdom. Hallelujah, Jesus. So let us continue to go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu. That is the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. Amen. Have a beautiful day.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Carroll Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Carroll Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ.